This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
John, DJ Reed, the big move for the Lions. Is this an upgrade over Carlton Davis? And if this is the big move of the offseason, is it enough? Start there.
So I'll start with the first part of that question. Is it an upgrade from Carlton Davis? I think they're very similar. And the question that I have about DJ Reed is his numbers look good. But his numbers look good because he's always covering number two. It was, for the last 3 years, it's been Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner is one of a very elite few that play the corner position. And he has been targeted more because nobody really wants to throw to at Sauce. Mm-hmm. He's done a nice job, but he has also had, you know, tied for the most pass interference calls last year.
Yep.
Along with
Terrion Arnold.
Right. And so I understand why they like him. They like his aggressive style of play. They like the fact that he can play man coverage. They like the fact that he supports the run. All of those things are, I like as well. The difference being, we were all over Terrion Arnold, and he was a rookie. So you expect some of those penalties. You can't have that from a guy that's 28 years old, that's been in the league as long as, you know, DJ Reed has been in the league. I do like him as a player. I like him for the price that they had. Is he going to be an upgrade from Carlton Davis? It's possible. Is he going to be a downgrade? Again, it's possible. Is he very much the same? Yes. So I think this was a good signing for the Lions because they didn't pay as much as they would have had to have paid to keep Carlton Davis.
Yeah, I think they're similar corners. I think DJ Reed can be the number one for Detroit. I know you make the point he was the number two in New York, but he's healthier, more durable than Carlton Davis, which is a pro on his side of the ledger here. More affordable as they continue this cap crunch and they got to keep their own. I think that's a positive with it too. And he graded out incredibly well in many places better than Carlton Davis. He can play man coverage, which we know they want to run a lot of. You can play cover one and leave him on an island and he'll get in somebody's grill. That does lead to more pass interference calls. But I think that the Lions have told you philosophically, they're okay with it. You know, we remember the Legion of Boom. They would see what they could get away with. Some of the most physical DBs of the modern era, right? I know you go far enough back, it's a different brand of football. But I think the Lions view the corner position very similarly. We're going to get in your grill. We're going to get in your kitchen. We're going to smother you. We're not going to give you a lot of separation. If they're going to call flags on us, we're going to deal with some of it, right? I mean, I don't think they panicked about Terrion Arnold's PI calls last year. Every time we asked Dan Campbell about him, he goes, yeah, we're not going to coach that out of him. You clearly don't want a ton of them, but I think they're okay with that being the cost of playing tight physical man coverage. And Reed can do that. I think he is in that same tier as Carlton Davis. I think he's their number one corner. The second part of that question, though, then is they didn't really get any better, right?
No, they pretty much stayed the same.
Yeah.
And so my big concern is that they weren't going to do anything and that their roster wouldn't be as good as it was last year. Now, it's very similar at this point as to what it was last year. We have no idea what they're going to do in the draft, but they need to address the defensive line. They need to strengthen that defensive tackle. Now, I'm not saying go out there and sign a one or a two defensive tackle, but they need depth. Broderick Martin is not that depth. They've got Aleem McNeil, but we don't know if he's going to be available right for the first month of the season. DJ Reader is there. He's had some injury issues. He was very reliable and very productive last year. I liked what I saw from him, but they're going to need somebody to step in for Aleem McNeil, or at least give one. They're not going to play every snap. Give them a breather, somebody that can go in there and hold their own. There's where they need to upgrade. And we're going to keep talking about this until they do it. The edge position, offensive line. Both of those are major concerns for me. Depth on the offensive line and obviously production opposite Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I mean, the Reed move kind of breaks even. Carlton Davis leaves 3 years, $60 million. Reed comes in 3 years, $48 million. Mm-hmm. So, hey, similar player, save a little bit of cash.
$4 million a year.
That's not bad. DJ Reed's played at least 14 games, six of the last seven seasons. He's played 60 the last 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Carlton Davis has only played 48 games.
Yep.
So, again, over a four-year span, playing an extra 12 football games, that's the stuff you feel good about. Because Carlton Davis, as much as I enjoyed him, he wasn't there at the end of the season.
Right. I mean, injuries are a part of it. And your injury history is a part of it. Carlton Davis, if you can't play 15, 16, 17 games a season, you start to wonder, okay, is this an investment we want to make? And that's why I say you're getting a very similar corner. You brought up the reliability, availability, which I think is a great asset to have for less money.
But it is fair to now question as that edge market dries up, what exactly Brad's going to do. So Khalil Mack re-signed a one-year deal with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Would have made all the sense in the world for Detroit, right? That doesn't interfere with any of these future extensions. 1 year, $18
million. Mm-hmm.
If I'm the Lions, I would offer 20. You know, I know he didn't technically make it to the open market, but that's one that we talked a lot about was Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. His teammate, Joey Bosa, I believe is still unsigned, but the report is
heading to San Francisco.
San Francisco makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Josh Sweat, there was a little hysteria. If you could reboot social media yesterday, I know Twitter was down and then it was.
It was unbelievable.
It sounded like Sweat was a candidate to be a Lion. He ends up going to Arizona. You start looking around. Chase Young, he re-signed with New Orleans.
Yeah, but you weren't going to mash what he got in New Orleans. I don't know what New Orleans is doing.
I know, 3 years, $50 million. But I'm looking around going, so who is it? Is it Von Miller for one last crack at this? Is it DeMarcus Lawrence, who, again, he's starting to get long in the tooth, starting to break down? Who is, I mean, there's Azeez Ojulari or Dante Fowler, but I think those are more speed rushers, not every single, you know, down guys. Those are third down specialists. Is it Za'Darius Smith come back at a better deal? Like, what is Brad's plan here?
Well, I think there is. I'm curious as to what conversations happened before they let Za'Darius Smith go. Hey, we're going to let you go, but we want to bring you back. We just need to rework the deal, and it's best if we do it this way. He's obviously open to talk to anyone. And so I'm curious. I do think that's a possibility. Azeez Ojulari, I think, is a possibility as well. And you mentioned it, right? He's not a three-down guy. He's a speed guy. But you can pair him with the Josh Pascal on rundowns.
Sure.
You got him out there. And you can piece things together, which is kind of what I believe they're going to do and kind of what they have to do because of the big contracts that they already have. And I know that there's cap space, but the big ones that they're probably getting ready to hand out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
248-539-9797. NFL free agency is underway, and we go through this every year. There's teams that are super aggressive. They spend a lot of money. I look at the Patriots this year as a great example of that. Right, John? They're throwing big money out there.
Yes.
The Bears have spent a lot of cash via trade and free agency. Big moves being made. The Lions, we understand this. You don't build a champion through free agency. You make a strategic move or two. Right, that's where the Lions are, adding one or two key players at positions of need to put them over the hump. Carlton Davis signs with New England. He gets a big paycheck. What's the pivot? Brad goes DJ Reed. And I thought it was a good pivot. I thought they're similar players.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I know Reed had Sauce, but he played as well as Sauce last year. Number one corner, man coverage guy, healthier. I liked it. Cheaper, too, because all of this is going to add up. I thought that was a really good pivot by Brad Holmes. I thought that was a smart pivot by Brad Holmes. But if it's a move that makes you, even if we say just a little better, it still doesn't address the front. And I think that's what we default back to is, no, I'm not saying they got to spend $100 million in free agency. They don't have the cap space for it. But we do need to see some investment on the edge, correct? Especially with Za'Darius Smith being released. So we're waiting to see that other domino fall. I just worry if Brad doesn't see the position as important as you and I and a lot of the fans do.
Yeah, I mean, it's trying to decipher what Brad Holmes is doing. And I know everybody says, hey, let Brad cook, and he's done a good job of piecing together this roster. I don't want to say piecing, building this roster from where he inherited to where it is now. And now everything is different, right? It's not just drafting well. They've done a great job in the draft, and they've got a number of players who are amongst the top at their position. Now you've got to find a way to complement that roster through free agency, through trades. Carlton Davis was a trade last year. I thought it was a brilliant trade.
Yep.
I'm willing to give up draft capital for a player that of like him.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there a guy on a, you know, that's in the second to last year or last year of his contract that they'd be willing to give up? Because I'm always kind of surprised at how little it takes to pry a guy away from a team. Larry Metunsil, for example.
Yep.
Not even a first round pick. And we've heard about Cincinnati, what they want for Trey Hendrickson, a late second or an early third. Now, I know he's going to be on an expiring contract. It's probably going to have to be a contract extension that goes along with the trade. But who wouldn't give up that draft capital for Trey Hendrickson? And I'm using him as an example because we know what it might take.
And because he's actually available.
Right. And but there are other guys that behind the scenes, as this free agent market is going, that may become available, whether it's now or even after the draft. So it doesn't have to be now. They can still trade after the draft. And if somebody, all of a sudden, they got the same mindset that Brad Holmes has where we're just going to take the best player available. Somebody falls to them. They draft at the, let's just say, 20th spot,
mm-hmm.
a top edge defender. Now, all of a sudden, their guy, who they think is now too expensive, can be had for a third round pick or a fourth round pick.
It's 97-1.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.